Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
John, you can sit at the table if you want. This is an informal proceeding, by the way, so.
Hi. We're good.
Can you shut the door? Let's just start.
Wait, you cut. One more, you cut. Sorry.
Doris, I don't know if you know all the attorneys here.
No, I think I do.
Terry Austin, she's with Carl Smith.
Carl Smith, okay.
Rayla Anderson, she's with Mary Mercer and Thompson. John Bisoski, so Lou Roberts, Dollar Co.
Who represents who?
Rose Zeller, Rocky International.
Yeah, works in the mess.
He's right, he's right.
The airport is being represented by Mary Mercer.
Yeah.
And then, is it Dick Pacific?
Dick Pacific.
Who is the fellow who's being represented by Mary?
All right, okay. I'll tell Mika afterward. And this is Lisa Cabrera, audit supervisor.
Hi.
Hi.
And I'm, well, I guess you'll do that for the record, for the record.
Okay, let's see here. So you ready?
Yeah.
Are you rolling? Okay. For the record, this pre-hearing conference will now begin. For the record, I am President's hearing officer. I am Anthony R. Camacho. I'm here with Doris Flores Brooks, the public auditor of Guam, and Yuka Cabrera, the officer of the public auditor, and Teresa Macasa, who is operating the sound recording equipment today. We are also on behalf of the office of the public auditor. Could the parties please identify themselves for the record and the parties they are representing and whether your party is present?
I'm Terry Austin from Carlson Fall. I'm representing the Pacific, and I'm here alone.
Maria Sanzon-Duenas on behalf of the 81 PAT International Airport Authority Guam, and I represent the client who is not present.
John Kostowski on behalf of Rex International, I'm present.
Okay, so we're going to begin, as I stated off the record earlier. This is an informal conference. I assume everybody received a copy of the notice of the pre-hearing conference. And going down that long laundry list on the notice of pre-hearing conference, the first issue we're going to work on is the, before we begin that, let's go back to the various requests the parties have made. I believe both the appellant and the appellee have made requests for a formal hearing on this issue. Is that correct?
That's correct. Although, if I may, just
sure.
Offer some bit of information I just received this morning. Also, I just received confirmation from the airport through Deputy Executive Manager Kylie Salas that they are going to be canceling the solicitation because one of the issues here was the availability of funding.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger issue was on August 15th, 2007, the FAA, who provided the AIP grant for this particular project, closed out this grant. So the funding is no longer available for this phase of the larger project. And that was one of the issues that we had raised in our responsive papers. We had attempted to award the contract, notwithstanding the protest, through the AG's office, but with the delay in getting them to review it and also to finally approve it, the deadline had already passed and the time had come to close out that grant, even when the AG's office had responded. So the funding is no longer available.
Mm-hmm.
The airport will be canceling the solicitation until the funding and resources identified. I know that this has happened in different cases in the past, and at that point we had understood that a dismissal had resulted in those cases. And so I assume that it would also make this appeal moot, but I'll leave it under.
before we get to any of the other parties have anything to say concerning that issue?
I would like to confer with the client, because, you know, we didn't get information about it, and so we tried to confer about it and weren't able to get in touch with our respective clients, and I just found out this morning that it might be moved, so I haven't had an opportunity to discuss that with my client yet.
Alright.
They may want to go forward just because it has been an issue and may continue to be an issue if it's been, you know, if it's rebid. So, I just have to confer with them before we agree to it with my client.
John?
Similarly, my client has expressed some concerns and had to discuss those in more detail before we take a position on this.
The procedures to actually cancel a solicitation, okay, after on a war, or not the war, but after the opening, are outlined in great detail in both law procurement statute and procurement regulations. So, ask the parties to look at that, okay? If you do start that process, okay, instead of having a motion battle back and forth, okay, it would be better that there be a stipulation to dismiss based on the actual cancellation of the RFP project. Okay, if we have to go to a motion battle, then certainly file your notices of motion, okay, and your motion with that, and we will give you a bid, okay? If you're not going to cancel the contract, or for whatever reason you are going to proceed forward, one of the purposes of this conference was to actually schedule the formal hearing of this matter and all the other items that needed to come before that. Okay, so is my understanding of the parties today that we're not going to schedule a formal hearing, and I'll give you the opportunity to work on a stipulation or your various motions, if any, concerning the potential cancellation?
Well, if I may, it might be a good idea just to go ahead and schedule a date in the event, because this is one issue that I should be supervising.
There is a question I would like to ask, because I know that federal grants usually do expire. Mm-hmm. But, well, is there any attempt to, and I'm not as familiar with the FAA grants, but usually when there is a time for expiry, sometimes I'm aware that an entity will request for an extension of time, and sometimes it's usually granted.
Yeah.
And I said, what has the effort done in that regard?
In this particular instance, there were at least 10 different grants that had been awarded, I would say. 10 years, even if 10 years back. And for one reason or another, the projects just were not bid out, or there were no solicitations had been sent out. I couldn't really say specifically why that was, but I know that requests for extensions had been made, and that was the extended date. It was the August 15, 2007.
It was the final date. So there had been previous.
There had been.
Yeah. Because you do have so much time, and you can usually, for the first time, they do, in all likelihood, depending on your rigs, will extend the grant and grant period, excuse me. And because I've worked on grants myself like that. And then, but after the time comes, then if it's not spent, then it goes back. But it does vary.
Yeah, I don't recall now exactly why there was some delay. You might recall that at some point when there was a litigation between the airport and the GMP Associates relating to some of the projects up at the airport, and that caused some delay. I know that was one of the, it was a big lawsuit in the Superior Court. So that was one of the projects that had been required to be put in place before the water system project, which this is the subject of this appeal. And so that was one of the issues. And so until that one was resolved, then the ball can start rolling on the other projects. Mm-hmm. And we had asked for an extension, I believe, several different times, or at least twice, until the August 15th, 2007 deadline was the absolute last deadline.
Okay, well, I we have to. Okay, so for the hearing, the earliest we could probably do the hearing would be a day after February the 16th. And although it's 2018 a month, this is November now.
Right.
So we're talking about 4 months, 3 or 4 months away. Okay. So what day after February the 15th do you think that you all would be available?
Should we, one of the things that we were discussing, and I don't know if it would make a difference in the scheduling, mm-hmm. but we don't intend to have this protracted hearing. We just kind of wanted to hammer out some points that are already submitted in our written responses, and then the appeal.
Well, for the hearing, I believe both parties formally requested mm-hmm. a formal hearing that can be held on this issue. So part of the hearing, if there's not a stipulation to dismiss, okay, and we are going to go forward with the hearing, okay, there will be in the hearing schedule, okay, based on the hearing date, you'll have to file, for example, your statement of issues,
mm-hmm.
Your exhibits, and essentially your witness list. Okay.
I think that we've been in agreement there that we would probably agree that what we submitted already is all the exhibits that will be used. There will be no witnesses that will just oral argument more than motion that just to bring up.
Yeah, but that still isn't going to excuse you from if you're not going to have any witness list. It's a very simple mm-hmm. witness list. I'm not
right.
going to call anybody.
Okay. Right,
but
exactly.
We need to prepare for a formal hearing. Pursuant to the request of both parties. Mm-hmm. So I'm just looking for a date to hold the hearing so I can issue a scheduling order that essentially outlines in detail when things are various items are supposed to be filed with us. Okay?
If we could agree to the one of those discussions instead of having the hearing,
that's
the only
check.
Yeah,
if we agree to
the
Well, that's the other option is to simply submit on the briefs, okay? That were submitted. That could also be done by stipulation, okay? And from then we could probably, once we get that, render a decision in a fairly short time period after we receive such a stipulation, probably within 30 days, okay? So are we going to, okay, do you want to schedule a, how about this, as there's a lot you have to discuss here, okay, would you want to schedule a second hearing conference in 2 weeks' time, and
yes.
hopefully by then if you have some stipulations filed, then that's how we would.
That's better.
I'll be on island until the 20th, so anytime after that.
After the 20th? Okay.
It'll be four November 6th. But after the next week. It's just going to have to get you in. Yeah, I think, yeah, I think it's going to be more issue with that. I'm seeing the next couple of days. Shouldn't have been kind of bad. Yeah, any date actually is fine. Because if we actually have to go forward, like, someone will take.
So you said you're going to be back after the 20th, is that right?
Right, but any date is fine. So you probably will end up figuring it out into the company. I mean, you know, whatever's available. If someone else is still covered, possibly.
Well, we could schedule it for Wednesday, November the 21st at 2. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. 21st?
Yeah. No, yeah, Wednesday, November the 21st at 2. Is that the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And if you guys, like I said, I'm expecting before that, if you're going to stipulate to dismiss, okay, or if you know, somebody doesn't agree with the dismissal, all right, I'd expect whatever motion, so on and so forth, to be filed before then, okay? And if there are motions filed, I'll schedule a hearing for the motions on that day. If there are no motions filed and a stipulation is filed to dismiss, it'll be dismissed probably prior to that. And the stipulation, if you all agree, should also include to vacate that hearing, of course. And then finally, if you're still not in agreement what to do, okay, I'm going to schedule a hearing, okay, on that day, and we'll go forward from there. Okay. Any other questions or comments?
I just wanted to clarify also in the event that I guess the airport will be issuing that notice of cancellation. And I understand that with the appeal, my understanding is that despite the cancellation, the appeal still continues until the parties agree to dismiss it.
Well, that's okay. You know, if you're going to, it's cleaner if everybody can agree. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And there's just a stipulation to dismiss the appeal, you know, so that, you know, the airport's going to cancel within, you know, so many days, for example,
mm-hmm.
with very serious notice of cancellation. If there is no agreement, then you still need to do the formal action, and then, you know, pursuant to the procurement regulations and procurement statutes, I believe once the parties receive, the other interested parties receive notice of that formal action, they have good working days to take action next, okay. Whether it be a formal protest to that, okay, or any motions concerning the existing protest or the protest appeal here. That's how I see it. Okay?
So should a funding source be identified, then you still can't proceed with that because of the...
Pardon?
Correct.
Because the reason why the airport needs to just cancel the solicitation is that there's no funding there.
Yeah, we also have to take care of the appeal.
Right.
All right, currently there's a stay. They can take any action in the existing appeal, all right?
Is that a good cancellation, or, I thought it was just the stay of award of the commission?
The stay of award, I believe that, this would probably be an issue of first impression on the OPA. I know the Superior Court of Guam has probably ruled in a couple of cases, off the top of my head, I can't recall. Top of my world, really good with the advice.
Right, no, I think you're in clarification.
Okay, but, I'm not rendering an opinion one way or the other at the time. I'm just telling you that if you're going to cancel, there are some procedures that are in the statutes, and that's what you would need to follow. If there's no agreement concerning this appeal, the timelines are well set in the procurement statutes and the rules to, take actions for the interested parties. Okay, that's all I'm saying here at this time. All right, sorry, we'll see you then on the 21st.